cabeza. Lisa, Lisa, oh yeah, you looking mighty good. Lisa, Lisa, try to approach, I wish a nigga would. If he want to, let's believe he won't get that far. Man, I'm right here, child, no, girl, I'm the only star. Wanna lick you, from your head and down to your toes. Girl, I love you, kinda, but I thought that she knows. Lisa, Lisa, there was something I always wanna say. I don't know why, but I guess today was the day. Lisa, Lisa,
Say, what's it gonna be? All eyes on me. hard on my sleeve, cause I ain't no B. I'm a motherfucking G, everybody knows that. And this for the people who don't know, I'm a town boy. They better know I'm a cowboy, yeah. I say the AK, a 32. Watch out, my niggas, it's coming for you. In a all black face mask, no need to think, nigga, whole ass. Man, I got you, saw you try to run from that hot thing. I got a rope and it surely don't play no games. I tie up all names who play with me, swinging from a tree, so now your homies can't see. I'm danger, better come with caution when I approach thee, cause it can be a really bad crime scene. Fish us coming with the white sheets, everybody saw but then no leaves. Now the whole crowd is about to leave, then the fish start looking at me. I stand right there cause I don't run, and I'm surely not scared of no one. What's it gonna be? All eyes on me, hot on my feet, cause I ain't no B. I'm a motherfucking G, everybody knows that. And this for the people who don't know, I'm a cowboy. I got him on the ISO, it's her toe. He think I'm going to the hole like I'm nuts, so throwing up them birdie like I'm Curry. I feel that I'm so above the rim, they think I'm Thomas Shepard, yeah. I feel that I'm so above the rim, they think I'm Thomas Shepard. So above the rim, they think I'm so above the rim, they think I'm, they think I'm, hey. White shirt, black shorts with my Jordan 8. Stepping on the court, opponents about to feel they fate. I slash like free will, best believe I mean well. I'm going for the crown, like my nigga Big L. LeBron, that is, I am a whiz with the ball. I'm slamming over all y'all kids. This is my biz. Kobe Bryant is, I'm coming down. Not everybody is in free. Money on the line. It's grind time. If I don't win, then I don't go to Georgetown. I got the ball. It's me and when now we here, all that's on my mind is I got him on the ISO, it's toe to toe. He think I'm going to the hole like I'm nuts, so throwing up them birdie like I'm Curry. I feel that I'm so above the rim, they think I'm Thomas Shepard, yeah. I feel that I'm so above the rim, they think I'm Thomas Shepard, yeah. I'm so above the rim, they think 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 I'm, they think I'm, yeah. Coming down the court, man, yeah, we down by 10. I just hit a 3, now we down by 7. I gotta take over, if I don't, it's over. We can win this one for sure. And Now we down by four, it is 30 seconds left. They got the ball, but I'm a thief, and I just bust another three. We down by one, it's getting fun. No school D, and they not about to score on me. 10 seconds left, Moto and me trying to post, but Cal just pulled a coach. He coming down, he passing me. 5 seconds left, and all that's on my mind is I got him on the ISO. It's toe to toe, he think I'm going to the hole like I'm nuts. So throwing up them birdies like I'm curving. That I'm so above the rim, they think I'm Thomas Chiburday. I feel that I'm so above the rim, they think I'm Thomas Chiburday.
That's tuning in. If you want to call in and promote, 319-527-6196. Tonight's episode, I'll be live with independent artist Black Mamba. He's doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? And I just played three of his tracks. You can check them out again. I'm going to play them again throughout the show. We got Above the Rim, Cowboy, and Lisa. Y'all can hear his style over and over again tonight, so definitely if y'all want to check him out, stay tuned, make sure y'all get his information so y'all can network, etc. What's going on tonight, man? You doing all right?
Yo, what's going on, man? It's Black Mamba, man. Yo, man, it's been a wonderful day, man. Just absolute blessing, man. What's going on, Ed?
I don't know, man. I'm doing good, man. Why don't you start off by letting everybody know where they can find you and all that good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? You can find me, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram, IG, Black Mamba _2890. BLACKMAMBA _2890. Black Mamba, one word. And you can catch me out on SoundCloud, Black Mamba 90. Catch me on Facebook at DreadheadBM. So, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up on all three of them joints, man. I'm on all of that shit.
All right, why don't you let them know your YouTube? You got any music videos out?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't got no videos on the joint right now, but you know what I'm saying? Well, I got more songs on there. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Black Mamba 1990. You know what I'm saying? You're going to find more songs on there, and you're going to enjoy that shit, man, for real.
Most definitely. All right, before we get into the interview, those songs, why don't you let them know about Above the Rim? What can you tell them about that?
Oh, man, Above the Rim, man, how I came up with that joint, man. Man, I was on the bus going to Virginia one time, man, and I was watching some, remember the movie Above the Rim? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tupac, Wood Harris, you know what I'm saying, and the guy from the Five Heartbeats, whatever. And you know what I'm saying, I was on the bus to Virginia, man, and I was thinking about that movie. And you know what I'm saying, I watched the clip, and all of a sudden, you know, the chorus just like came to my head. And then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, I recorded the song probably about maybe like a month or two later, you know what I'm saying, matter of fact, it was about 3 months later I recorded the joint, though, because I was just trying to get the words right and everything. And that's how I came up with the joint, man. That song was inspired by that movie. And then, you know what I'm saying, every time I play basketball, I be thinking about that song. So, you know what I'm saying, that's my song for real.
Okay, that's a bet. And again, I want to shout out everybody that's tuning in. And to any callers that's on the line, please stay on the line. I'm letting y'all on. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to promote, advertise, network, whatever you're trying to do, I'm also live with independent artist Black Mamba. You can get the chance to chop it up with him, too, if you are an artist as well. I'm going to ask you two more questions about your tracks, and then we're going to get to a caller. We got we got Cowboy. So, what you let them know about that one, man?
Man, with Cowboy, man, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just like being brave, you know what I'm saying? It's just all about, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like niggas think, you know, like that they can do this to you and do that to you, you know what I'm saying? But they don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, that you're a cowboy, you know what I'm saying? Like, cowboy is ready for anything, you know what I'm saying? Just a real life, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, man, in the streets, man, it could be, you know what I'm saying, like the big old Wild Wild West, you know what I'm saying? This dude and Cowboy, he just, man, he just not going like that. He just not going like no, you know, like no punk, you know what I'm saying? He just letting them know what he is, and that's a cowboy. So you going to love this joint, for real.
All right. And I played that one earlier, and let them know about the last one, which I played, I think, 2 weeks ago because you had sent me the track. Let them know about Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, man, what that song is about is basically, you know what I'm saying, he sees a woman that's in a party, name is Lisa, you know what I mean? And he just trying, you know, basically, you know, let her know that, man, he's the main nigga in the party. He's trying to let her know that, man, like, he's the one that she should be messing with. And the song was also inspired by the artist Lisa Cult Jam. How I came up with that song? Lisa documentary came on TV one time, and I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Cause she was talking about, you know, like, wonder if I take you home, and then, I'm not really singing, but I wonder if I take you home, so I just, you know, switched everything around, and I want to take Lisa home, so that's what that's about, but y'all gonna love it, though, you know what I'm saying? Just listen, Lisa, that's what it's called.
All right, most definitely, and I'm definitely gonna play those tracks again. I played them at the beginning of the show. Again, everybody tuned in, man. I'm live with independent artist Black Mamba. If you want to get on the show for an interview, send your bio MP3s to st.cassius@hotmail.com. If you know anything about Muhammad Ali, he went by St. Cassius, so I stole his name from my email address. But and if you want to call in, promote with Black Mamba, or if you want to advertise whatever, 319-527-6196. We're going to take a caller real quick. 517-392, you're live. Please state your name. Where you from?
Prima Donna from Jackson, Michigan.
Okay, what's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I know you probably called in to promote. So most definitely I'm live with independent artist Black Mamba. Why don't you network with him and then you can promote, you feel me?
Yeah. How you doing, Black Mamba?
What's going on? How you feel? Everything all right?
Everything good. Just trying to stay at it, stick to this music.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
I tuned in kind of late, but I was listening to y'all. Like, what kind of music you like doing the most?
I mean, just, like, realistic music, you know, music that people can just, like, relate to, you know what I mean? And, like, that's what works. That's what works. Anything that somebody can relate to, that's what works to me, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I make.
Definitely. Where you from? I didn't catch that part. Like I said, I tuned in late.
Oh, I'm from Maryland. You know what I'm saying? Representing Hyattsville, Maryland.
Okay. Yeah, I be doing a lot of music, you know, I got a little email if you want to, I can send you some beats, I've been making beats lately, I got a dude that makes beats, you know, we can connect some way somehow.
Yeah, man, send it to bmbookings90@gmail.com, bmbookings90@gmail.com, bmbookings.com.
DMbookings.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just wrote that down.
Hold on. Wait. BMbookings, BMBOOKINGS 90@gmail.com.
Okay.
690. Okay.
Yes.
Most definitely. We can definitely link. I'm doing music with people all around Ohio and everything. So that'd be good.
That.
I ain't really messing nobody from Maryland. That'd be nice.
Bet that. Bet that. Always. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? I got, check me out, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram. Check me out on Instagram, BlackMamba_2890. You know what I'm saying? Also, you're going to see my SoundCloud on there. That's SoundCloud, Black Mamba 90. I got more songs on there. You're going to love that. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going, you know, I'm just going to take it further. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Every song you're going to hear on there is a hit. It's going to be a master. And, you know what I'm saying? You're going to feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Real life.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm Prima Donna. You look me up, Prima Donna. A little bit of everything. Liddy Live Entertainment on Facebook, you know. SoundCloud at Liddy Live and Twitter and stuff. So,
okay.
Liddy Live, Prima Donna, everything, you know. So, that's how you
okay.
find me. LiddyLiveEntertainment@yahoo.com or at Liddy Live, you know, whatever. Right. So, I've been
good
doing
that.
A lot of little shows here and there in Detroit and messing with artists from Lansing and Ann Arbor and stuff. So, like I said, my dude King Cupid from Ohio. So,
yeah, man, y'all got real good artists out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to, like, Big Sean the other day.
Yeah.
Eminem and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I used to listen to, you know, like, artists from Michigan all the time. So, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Y'all got a lot of talent out there. So it's a wonderful thing.
Thank
it's a wonderful
you.
Thing.
Thank you. I'm definitely looking forward to linking with you. You'll be hearing from me soon, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll check you out.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
Well, before you check out, where your links at? Where can people find you at, Prima Donna?
Like I said, SoundCloud, Liddy Live, Prima Donna, YouTube, Prima Donna, you look up. I got Love Me Now video on there. I'm about to make a video this Sunday, so from one of my little tracks that I did on my EP, Premeditated, you know. So, yeah, like I said, it's at Liddy Live, everything, and Liddy Live Entertainment, Liddy Live, Prima Donna. So you look up, you type that in anywhere on anything, and it's going to pop up. SoundCloud
okay.
and everything.
You got any shows or mixtapes out right now?
I did a few shows. I did a show, too, for Coast to Coast mixtape stuff in Detroit in May. I ain't really been doing no shows like that, so I'm trying to definitely get some of them in. And like I said, it's only about to be my second video I'm about to shoot. So I'm trying to get some more music out there. I just dropped my first little EP in May 26th, so I'm just trying to keep going from there, you know. But I've been writing music right. since I was nine. I'm just now, like, actually getting in there and doing my thing and investing in myself, like, you know, because ain't nobody going to do that but me, so.
Okay. Well, most definitely, and I know you had sent me a track to Love Me Now, so I'm going to try to get to that before the show is out. But most definitely, feel free to call in every Tuesday if you want to, you know, promote something.
For sure. I definitely, man, I like listening to different people that you have on there. So I liked your Left Hand last week. I remember him. Yeah, like, so, you know, thank you for giving us all this opportunity.
How you feel?
What's going on? How you feeling?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you good? Just make sure you call in whenever you're ready.
All right, thank you.
Sure. All right, Black Mamba. So let's get a little bit deeper, man. What made you get into music altogether?
Oh man, well, but I've been singing I've been singing since I was about like 10 years old, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, what really made me get into music, well, like, well, around here in Maryland, D.C., we have this thing called go-go music. So go-go music is like, you know, like heavy percussion and things like that, you know what I mean? So that's what made me get into music, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, what I started doing, I started writing my own songs, and then I start, you know, like, transitioning. So I'm going to say when I started really getting into music, I was about 22 years old. That's when I did my first song. So, you know what I mean? I've just been in, you know, music like ever since, you know what I mean? So I just love music. I listen to it every day. I sing every day. I write all my own songs, and it's cool.
Okay, that's what's up. And who's your main, like, motivation, like, far as an artist? Who inspired you, you know what I mean, to get into music?
Oh, man. Well, you know what, to be honest, you know, like, listening to, like, you know, like, New Edition or, you know what I'm saying, like, Michael Jackson or just, you know, listening to, like, you know, like, artists, you know, like, I mean, even listening to, like, the stylistics or anything like that, you know, that's what really made me get the music, though. But also, the girl bands from out here, the singers, I always wanted to be like them at first. I always wanted to be like them because they, you know, because they're the people who I listen to all the time. All the singers from the go-go band, I wanted to be just like them. But, you know, go-go music went down, and, you know, like, and that's when I transitioned. So that's what really, really made me want to do music, you know what I mean? And I love all types of music. I love rap, R&B, you know what I'm saying, even a little country and rock. I love it all. So, you know, you can learn something from anybody. So that's what really influenced me, all type of genres.
Okay, and how would you describe your style, you know, for the people that haven't heard the music yet?
Oh, innovative, you know what I'm saying? Like with me, you know what I'm saying, I come with a different sound. I come with something that you never really heard before, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it's a sound where, you know what I mean, like a lot of singers, a lot of rappers sound like, you know, Bryson Tiller and shit like that. And I'm not going on them or nothing like that. It's just that, you know, I'm coming with, like, a different style, you know what I mean? It's something that's just, you know, like, it sounds nothing like what you hear on the radio, you know what I mean? And once you listen to my music, you're going to be able to tell off the break that I'm not none of those other singers. With all due respect to the Bryson Tillers, the Jacquees, and all those guys, but I'm not them. You know, I'm just me, and that's how I like it. I'm just me. So, yeah.
That's a bet. So what would you, because I hear you saying, you know, artists all sound the same. So, you know, the way it is now, people are more followers and trendsetters. So what advice would you give an artist, you know what I mean, that's stuck in a bubble or trying to sound like everybody else?
Be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes a lot of heart to be yourself. It really does. You know what I mean? So just always be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Never be afraid, you know, of change, you know, never be afraid to, you know, like, to, like, do something new, you know what I mean, because people get tired of hearing the same shit, they do, they get tired of that shit, so, you know what I mean, that's, you know, just, like, all in one word, just be yourself, you know what I'm saying, just all in, yeah, one concept, just be yourself, you know what I'm saying, you'll be able to do anything.
That's the bet. So, as far as the artists that's out now, who would you say in the R&B lane is, you know, top five?
Oh, man. You know, R&B, well, you know what I'm saying? You got Trey Songz. He's still like that. Dude named Adrian Marcel. He's really good. You know what I'm saying? You still got Chris Brown. You still got him. And you know what I'm saying? I can't disrespect, you know what I'm saying, with all these, I can't disrespect Bryson Tiller. He's a real good singer. And Jacquees. So I put those five in it.
That's what's up. And do you listen to any old school, or are you just mainly new school?
Yeah, well, I listen to a lot of old school, you know what I'm saying, like singers, you know, like Russell Tompkins from the Stylistics, R. Kelly, man, he's outstanding because he writes all his own songs basically, and you know, I mean, he's just, you know, like a genius at work. And you know, saying, as far as rap goes, like man, I listen to a lot of New Orleans rappers, like, I mean, like Lil Wayne, BG, Soulja Slim, you know what I'm saying, like even like even going to like Atlanta, Gucci, you know what I'm saying, and I listen to a lot of people, so you know what I'm saying. And one of my favorite songs though that I like listen to is "Do or Die," Po' Pimp. I like that song a lot. So yeah.
Okay, most definitely. Now, I just want to ask you a few more questions, and we're going to get to some of your music, man. So how can you describe the scene, you know what I'm saying, out there in Maryland, man, for the people that haven't even been there yet?
Oh, man, the scene out in Maryland, man, it's like a crab in a barrel type thing, man. It really is. It's kind of like a crab in a barrel type thing where, you know what I mean? Like if one person singing, the next person thinks that they could do better than them. It's almost like jealousy, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to, you know, help nobody out. You know what I'm saying? It's a doggy dog, you know, area out here. You know what I mean? So a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, we have to, like, drift off, go to, like, you know, different places just for us to be heard. You know what I mean? A lot of times, you know, radio stations don't want to play us, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, it's not really that great out here for real, to be honest.
Okay. So what have you tried to, like, network with different artists out there, or you just stay to yourself?
I mean, yes, but you know what I mean? The thing is, though, everybody is so, like, holding on to their spot. You know what I'm saying? So they people out here, you really got to get it out. You got to get it out here for yourself out here. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are not really going to help you for it. It's not like Atlanta or anything like that where, you know what I'm saying, every rapper helps the next rapper out or every singer helps out the next thing. It's not like that out here. So you really have to, you know, do everything like for yourself out here. And that's the difference between D.C. and Maryland compared to like other, you know, states in the music industry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've been performing since you was 22. So why don't you let them know, you know what I mean, where you've been at?
I've been in the Pure Lounge, you know what I'm saying? I've been there, you know, that was like my main spot, you know, like a couple other places, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I did, you know, like graduations, you know what I'm saying? Like cookouts, you know what I'm saying? I've done like, you know, like plenty of shows, you know what I mean? So, you know, like right now, you know what I'm saying? Just waiting to, saying just like looking for another manager or whatever, or you know what I'm saying, like whatever, you know what I'm saying, whoever listened to me, you know what I'm saying, I need, you know what I'm saying, another manager, you know what I'm saying, because me and my managers had a, you know, like a bad like falling out. So yeah, you know what I'm saying, so that's what I normally do. You know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, Pure Lounge, I've been all over DC.
That's what's up. So you haven't had a chance to get out of DC yet?
Nah, not really. I ain't gonna lie.
Most definitely. And how would you, so it's been, like, the open mics, or, and is it
yeah,
a good, would you encourage it for artists, or would you tell them to stay more, like, online?
I mean, you know what I'm saying, both, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like, open mic is, you know, how you, you know, get your name, you know what I'm saying, heard, and everything, you know what I'm saying, like, the people get to see you, and you get the network. So that works, though, but online, you know what I mean? That works too. So, you know what I'm saying? You probably got to do like a little bit of both. You got to do, you know, 50-50. You know what I mean? So, that's the best advice, you know, I give, most definitely.
Okay. And have you actually tried to invest, or you just been doing everything as far as just networking only?
I mean, well, you know, I mean, what I've been trying to do is like everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like on me, you know what I'm saying? I've been investing everything. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really had nobody, you know what I'm saying, help or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just been on me. So, yeah.
Okay. I definitely feel that, man. You know what? What'll happen is if you get your name out there, you know, the people come. It's just what it is. Like, people don't support you, you know what I mean, really until you get a name, a little bit of a name going in. All of a sudden, they come out of the woodworks.
Yeah, man. I mean, it happened like that sometimes, though, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I just know, man, my name is going to be all over the world, man. It's going to be something for something good, man, because I know my shit rocks. You know what I'm saying? You keep playing my song, my shit going to rock. Man, people listen. Yeah. So, yeah, so you know what I'm saying? My shit, I know. My shit going to spread all around and shit like wildfire.
All right. Well, speaking of the music, man, you ready to get into some?
Hell yeah.
All right. But why don't you tell them again about that Above the Rim, the Cowboy, and the Lisa, because I'm going to play those back-to-back.
All right. Yo, man, Above the Rim, man. You're going to listen. You're going to love this song, man. Inspired by the movie Above the Rim. You know what I'm saying? This is about basketball, you know what I'm saying? But you can apply it to anything, you know what I'm saying? As long as you have the determination, you can do anything. So you're going to love this shit. If you're a basketball fan, you're going to love this. If you're a movie fan, you're going to love it. And just, you know what I'm saying, just sit back, you know what I'm saying? Because you're going to enjoy the ride. But Cowboy, man, this is all for the niggas and shit, man, who got big pride, big balls and shit, you know what I'm saying? Who not going like that, you know what I'm saying? Especially when niggas try to play them. So Cowboy, man, this is for all the motherfuckers, man, that be trying to play you and shit, man. You going to love this shit, real life.
And you got the Lisa, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Lisa, man. With Lisa. Man, you gonna love this song because, you know what I'm saying, like, whenever you go to the party, man, you gonna see a bunch of Lisa's, man, the prettiest woman in the world, and you know ain't none of them niggas got a chance, man, it's just you, you know what I'm saying, but you gotta explain yourself, you gotta promote yourself, like, it ain't no nigga like me, you know what I'm saying, I'm the main one, and, you know what I'm saying, ain't no other, so, you know what I'm saying, that's the perfect way, you gonna love Lisa, man, Lisa's blunt and to the point, okay? That's how you gotta be.
All right, most definitely, y'all. We're going to get to these tracks. And then if y'all still want to get on the lines, 319-527-6196. You can chop it up with my man's Black Mamba, independent artist doing his thing out in Maryland. You know, on the remote, rap scene, whatever. But here we go, man. We're going to get into his music. Let's get it.
I got him on the ISO, it's her toe. He think I'm going to the hole like I'm nuts, so throwing up them birdie like I'm Curry. I feel that I'm so above the rim, they think I'm Thomas Chipper, yeah. I feel that I'm so above the rim, they think I'm Thomas Chipper. I'm so above the rim, they think I'm. Hey. White shirt, black shorts with my Jordan 8. Stepping on the court, opponents about to feel they fate. I slash like free will, best believe I mean well. I'm going for the crown, like my nigga Big Hill. LeBron, that is. I am a whiz with the ball. I'm slamming over all y'all kids. This is my biz. Kobe Bryant years, I'm coming down. Not everybody is in free. Money on the line. This grind time. If I don't win, then I don't go to Georgetown. I got the ball. It's me and you, and now we here. All that's on my mind is I got him on the ISO. It's toe to toe. He think I'm going to the hole like I'm nuts. So throwing up them birdies like I'm Curry. I feel that I'm so above the rim. They think I'm Thomas Chipper. I feel that I'm so above the rim. They think I'm Thomas. I'm so above the rim, they think I'm. I'm so above the rim, they think I'm. They think I'm, yeah. Coming down the court, man, yeah, we down by 10. I just hit a 3, now we down by 7. I gotta take over, if I don't, it's over. We can win this one for sure. And now we down by 4, it is 30 seconds left. They got the ball, but I'm a thief. And I just bust another 3. We down by 1. It's getting fun, no school D. And they not about to score on me. 10 seconds. seconds left, and all that's on my mind is I got them on the ISO. It's toe to toe. He think I'm going to the hole like I'm nuts. So throwing up them birdies like I'm curving. That I'm so above the rim, they think I'm Tom Chipperday. I feel that I'm so above the rim, they think I'm Tom Chipperday.
Lisa. Lisa, Lisa, look at me, I'm better than most. Lisa, Lisa, I wonder, can I take you home? Lisa, Lisa. Lisa, Lisa, oh yeah, you're looking mighty good. Lisa, Lisa, try to approach, I wish a nigga would. If he wants to, let's believe he won't get that far. Man, I'm right here, child, no, girl, I'm the only star. Wanna lick you from your head and down to your toes. Girl, I love you, right now, but I'll let you know. Lisa, Lisa, there was something I always wanna say. I don't know why, but I guess today was the day. Lisa, Lisa,
about life, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that tried to stand in your way, you know, anybody that tried to stand in your way, no matter what, you can always reach that back. You can always reach to the precipice of life. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the Above the Rim is about. You're going to love it. You know what I'm saying? Cowboy, man, it's just a storytelling song, just basically telling how, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, this guy, man, he, you know what I'm saying? He's standing up for himself, man. He bought that shit. You know what I'm saying? He a cowboy. You know what I'm saying? He ready for anything. You know what I'm saying? At the moment's notice, they could turn to the wild, wild west around this motherfucker, for real. And Lisa, Lisa, man, it's just about, man, the prettiest girl in the party, man. And this dude feel like, man, he the best looking guy, and he can get Lisa, Lisa. So, and all these niggas who feel like, you know, they have the credential to get Lisa, Lisa, they're not better than this dude, you know what I'm saying, they're singing. So, you know, that's what all three of the songs about. And, you know what I'm saying, whoever listened to it, man, I hope you loved all three of them.
Sure. And why don't you, since they heard the music, why don't you let them know where they can find you at, SoundCloud, YouTube, you know, whatever you got, man, Snapchat,
oh, most definitely, man. Black Mamba underscore 2890 on Instagram, BLACKMAMBA underscore 2890. That's on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Check me out on SoundCloud, Black Mamba 90, BLACK MAMBA 90. You know what I'm saying? Catch me on YouTube, Black Mamba 1990, and catch me on Facebook, Dreadhead BM. So, you know what I'm saying? You catch me on all four of them joints. And you know what I'm saying? DM me, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? I listen to everything. I read everything. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to communicate whenever.
All right, for sure. And for those that don't know, man, I'm live with Black Mamba, independent artist from Maryland. Definitely got some talent, you feel me? Independent artists. And for those that don't understand what's going on, y'all used to be doing this and that. I'm trying to show love to the independent artists out there. I've been getting a lot of emails, so I'm scheduling interviews. So I might not have any, official industry people for a minute because I'm trying to focus more on the independent artists. So this guy right here, Black Mamba, doing his thing. He got, stuff on YouTube. You heard his music, very talented. So before the show is out, if y'all want to holler at him, man, 319-527-6196. And you want to throw your email out there, man, just in case they want to, link up with you or something.
Oh, yeah, man. BM Bookings 90. BM Bookings 90. BMBOOKINGS 90 at gmail.com. BM Bookings 90 at gmail.com. Hit me up on that.
All right. So we're going to take one more call, man, before we get up out of here. We got about 7 minutes left in the show. So most definitely 413-727. You're live. What's going on?
Hey, family, it's Jan Jules in the house calling from Western Massachusetts.
What's going
on? Blackout Radio. Hey, family, shout out to you, Black Mamba. I'm digging the tracks, digging the show. So grateful to be here.
Appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Oh, most definitely.
Y'all network, tag along, talk, then when it's all over, Jan Jules, you can promote whatever you got.
Most definitely. I'm doing a lot. I'm very busy. I'm a part of a band called Ageless Angels. But I'm also an artist. I'm also a model, but I'm also an activist. I work with the Crip Pop Nation, spell with a K, representing for the disabled, deaf, blind, the sick, the elderly, and the poor. I'm on 2 Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes. I do my radio show with OG Mac Droma, Power Talk. I'm so inspired by helping other people and by doing what I love and loving what I do. Can I ask you a question? Can you share with us an inspiring moment on your pathway in music? And I know you're talented, obviously. Maybe there's a moment you can share with us where, that would inspire us along your pathway. It might have been, performing for 10,000 people or, right now being on the radio or meeting, your idol or working with somebody that you've really respected all your life. Is there anything you can share to the listeners? And shout out to all the callers and the listeners out there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Never give up. Never give up, for one. Always believe in yourself. Always believe in yourself. And for anybody that's a songwriter or anything like that, never stop writing. Always perfect your craft. Always try to be the absolute best you can be at all times, you know what I mean? And, when I first started writing about 2008, 2009, you know what I'm saying? People didn't want to hear what I was saying, or people, didn't like what I was doing. But I kept writing. I didn't even know how to be on the beat, but I was just writing on the paper, courses, that was in my head, And, all of a sudden, after, a couple years of practicing, I ended up getting on the track, And then I just, took off from there. So, Never give up.
There you go.
Never give up. Always perfect your craft and just believe in yourself. So those three.
Word. Those are some wise, wise words. Thank you for sharing that and for being an inspiration to us all with your words and your spirit and your art. And I'm going to take those words and reflect it to everyone else that I hear, that I come in contact with. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. And you're
okay,
right.
No problem.
You are so right, because it's hard at first, when you get, you know, you get the haters and the critics, and I know what you're saying, and you just got to, you know, improve on your last art, you know, and that's what I seek to do myself. So thank you for that reminder.
Always, always, anytime, anytime.
All right,
all
cool.
Right, Jules, you got anything else you want to throw out there?
Only my links, if that's cool. You can find me on Facebook. And Jules, and then I've got Ageless Angels as well. And then my Twitter is And Jules Sings. Yeah, I've been really busy. You can Google us, Ageless Angels Music. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. You know, all the distribution networks out there. So, yeah, that's what's up. But you guys have a great night. Thank you so much, Black Tear, for all your support. I love doing your show. I've missed it over the last, you know, over your well-deserved hiatus and watching you you work and shine. It's really inspiring. You inspired me, and I hope that we all get to hear some of your bars sometime soon. So
yeah.
You keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for your support. And I'll call in. I just saw that you changed the time, so I was like, oh, okay, I'll do it right now. Gotta keep you keep us on our toes, family. So
yeah, and I definitely appreciate your support and continue to send me whatever you got.
Most definitely. I met so many great people, including the artists you have on tonight. You know, so many great people, Dollar Rue, OG Mac Drama, so many wonderful QB Rap, Manny Mills, you changed my life. And it all started on Blackout Radio, so let that be known. That's what's up. But yeah, you
take
care and have. All right, you too. Be safe out there, y'all.
All right, y'all. We almost up out of here, man. Like Mama, let them know they can find you right again, sir.
Man, check me out, man. Instagram, Black Mamba, _2890. BLACKMAMBA, _2890. Catch me on SoundCloud at Black Mamba 90, BLACKMAMBA 90. Catch me on YouTube, that's Black Mamba 1990. And also catch me on Facebook at DreadheadBM. DreadHead, space BM. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to love me, man. Just check me out, man. Write me whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to communicate on all four. Just hit me up.
All right, most definitely. And anything else you want to throw out there before you get up out of here?
Man, appreciate everybody who called in. You know what I'm saying? God bless all of you. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. You know, anybody who listened, you know what I mean? I just hope you have, you know, a blessed day and a blessed life, man. I appreciate everything. Eddie, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate this, man. You know what I'm saying? Platform is outstanding, wonderful, and this is just a blessing. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you good, man. I'll be sending you a copy of the show before it's all over. But y'all go check out Black Mamba, man. Y'all heard his music. So most definitely, man, you take care, all right?
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that, Ed. You know what I'm saying? God bless you.
Yeah, hit me up whenever, all right?
All right, that's a bet.
All right, y'all, before we get up out of here, we're going to play one more track. It's called Bible. Let's go.
You ain't the man's, just a feeling with the man's. I ain't never packed a gram, ain't survival on Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like Pip. Y'all ain't hear him through the vents, can't make up this shit. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible. They survival on Bible. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible. Can't make up this shit. You ain't the man's, just a feeling with the man's. I ain't never packed a gram, ain't survival on Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like Pip. Y'all hear him through the vents, can't make up this shit. I'm an open book, I practice with a priest too. Hey, yo girl, speak in tongues like a priest do.
All that jibber jabber made me let the leash loose. All my dogs out the kennel, red and blue pit bulls. Boy, me and sister slept in bed in the houses. Wonder why the Esmeralda's in life. Bye, Felicia, tell your little nigga daddy grounded. Grew up in the same town Andrew Jackson found. Now money moves being made across the city by. Know a couple fat boys, so the swag like they found a couple last year. Bitch, a square bitch, had them get them on my circle. Shit, keep me rewind. Nobody hunting these days, ain't no way around. Caught a case with the bass, so my drummer keep it pounding. Gotta make some shit. But my feel start to houndin'. Last bitch left me weak in my release. So the next bitch on again, like down. Shit, if the copper find a mouth for soon. Marching on the block, some people bout to hit a house. Love here, North for reasons, tell them why they never found me. Clearing up the floorboard, stripping up all the couches. Pip for me through the railings, they just trying to get the pop. But we got all those dollars in South, be piling like mouth. Guaranteed I do my do, it's trying to get this shit poppin'. Keep a all fly, bitch, I call it Miss Mary Poppins. All to myself, how you bro living in low camera housing. Now Miss Daisy, take me where to pay me. Fuse to be a part of my vibe, so it's part of my vibe. Mama raised the beast about the jungle on my queen shit. Ain't no well, boys, unless it's to the face shit. Ain't nobody lying on Bible.
You ain't the man's, just a feeling with demands. I ain't never packed a gram, thanks to Bible on Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like Pip. Y'all ain't hear him through the fans, can't make up this shit. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, thanks to Bible on Bible. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible. Can't make up this shit. You ain't the man, just a feeling with demands. I ain't never packed the gram, ain't some Bible on Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like this. Y'all ain't him through the fans, can't make up this shit.
Bitches acting hunted, even though some counterfeited. Niggas score a thousand, neck talking to that chopper spit. Walk it high, talk it, yo be chalking, my persona diff. Throw some buried out, she digging my ball, start a position. That little bitch hitting no son. She love my prima donna dish and toast her kissing no son. She started lollipop licking her damn caught her addition. Niggas more pussy than what I'm getting. I swear I should start a petition. Real recognize, real, I get no thoughts recognition. Rest the snakes, no academic. Filter killing the innocent. Not the window blowing the back with my stick on my stitches. Bad bitch like the bagging next to where I be sent. Pim bones in my bite like step fish in that grit shit. Can't wait on nobody, mama taught me go get it. Free my brother Pip and standing on my left half the ceilings. Had to hop up in the bag, had to hop on my feelings. On Bible.
You ain't the man, just a feeling with demands. I ain't never packed a gram, thanks to Bible. On Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like Pip. Y'all ain't hear him through the vents, can't make up this shit. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, thanks to Bible, on Bible. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, can't make up this shit. You ain't the man, just a feeling with demands. I ain't never packed a gram, thanks to Bible, on Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like Pip. Y'all ain't hear him through the vents, can't make up this shit.
Deciding to take one more caller. Please state your name and where you're from.
This is Mike. I'm coming from Singapore. And my the reason I'm calling is, you know, the things is happening in the United States of America is getting out of hands so quick. And the reason, because we never have had democracy in the United States of America since the birth of this nation, because everything was controlled by rulocracy, means those rich people. They monitored the voting, they hacked them, you know, the votes, and whoever they wish, they put it there since over 210 years. If I am right, you tell me. If I'm wrong, please let me know.
Well, I try to stay away from anything that's negative, you know what I mean? I just try to focus on my life. You know, people that's in power, they always have the wrong motivations. I put it to you like this. They're not out for us. They're out for themselves, even in your country. Where you say you're from?
I live right now in Singapore, yes. Well, I just,
you live where?
I'm American. I'm American, like you. We are all same, sharing the same pain, same misery. But right now, I live in Singapore.
Okay, so you're in Singapore. So exactly, wherever you're at, whoever's in power, the man, they don't care about you, you know. And so over here in the United States, it's the same way. You know, Donald Trump doesn't know who I am. He probably doesn't know who my next-door neighbor is either. So it's just up to the individual, you know what I mean, to either decide to get their life together or depend on someone else that doesn't care about you. So I don't involve myself in politics because of that. Like here in America, it's your choice if you want to be broke or if you want to be rich. You know, here in America is the land of opportunity. You get 2-3 jobs plus do something illegal if you need it. So there's no excuse to be struggling, you know.
That's right. I mean, it's 90% of the wealth is the hands of 10% rich, and 90% of people have access to the 10% of the wealth, and that's inequality, injustice, and disparity. That's what you see in the United States of America today. It's going to get worse and worse and worse until, like Singapore, they have access to free medical. I mean, they take care of their citizens well, and it's true democracy here, and lowest point in terrorism, and lowest point in crime, you know. I mean, there is a reason, because people are happy if you take care of your people. I mean, in England, I mean, the people, they have families into families all came this way, and then they bought a lot of lands. They were so rich when they came here, so they bought everything. So basically, you know. Then they brought slaves from Africa, and as you know, slavery too. I mean, this pain and misery, you know, will not be solved unless you take care of, I mean, unless you have a government of people, for the people, by the people. Otherwise, this aggression, this crime, killings, I mean, TF, everybody on 10, 15 drugs, as you, I don't know, earlier you may said, or if not, I say right now. So people don't have the right state of mind in the United States right now. I mean, if you make a simple accident, oh my gosh, you must be ready that the other guy bring the gun. Or bring the baseball bat and break your window, try to attack you just for simple, you know, accident. Well, it may happen. But in Singapore or Asia, you know, or other countries, we have rule of law because everybody happy. Okay, I made an accident. I'm sorry. Here's my information. And here's your information. We call the police accordingly. And we go from there. We have to be civilized society. But the United States, unfortunately, getting uncivilized because 90% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah. Well, that's just how it is, you know, and that's why I was saying that here in America, you know, you got to fend for yourself, you know. And in your country, you say you're from Singapore, so you guys might be more close-knit, but the reality is here in America, we're not close-knit, and it would never be that way. And when it seems to get that way, something happens. So, you know, that's just what it is. There's nothing anybody can do about it. For right now, it's just mainly every man for themselves. You know, that's what I was saying. If here in America... Yes. It's a land of opportunity, so you can do whatever you want, however you want. If you want to be a failure, that's because you're not putting in enough effort, you know, unless you now you have people out there that have records and things like that, you know, that might hinder them. But for the average person starting out from 0 to 18 years old, if they grow up, go the right way, you know, by the time they graduate high school, they can do whatever, even if they want to work at McDonald's and, you know, have a part-time job cleaning, you know. So that's all I'm saying. In your country, it might be a lot more structured because certain countries, you know, they stick to each other. Here in America, we don't, you know, so that's just what it is.
That's
called
true.
The United
that's
States,
true.
But we're not united. So, but for every negative, that's a positive, you know. Like, again,
yes,
the positives here in America is we have opportunity, you know. So that's why everybody comes here, but it's still everybody.
But land of opportunity for few, again, my friend. It's not everybody. It must be for all the 90% of the people
well,
who have
access.
Hey, well,
see, that's the thing.
To, you know.
I greatly understand that, and I agree, but the only way that is going to happen is if we somebody pulls Donald Trump, you know, to the side and allows us all to speak to him, which is reality, you know, what is it, about 6 billion people in America, so that's not going to happen. Yeah. Even with a poll, that's not going to happen. He doesn't have enough time to check that out, but that's just what
but,
we
you
have.
Know, also,
you know?
George Bush, remember,
yeah.
My friend, said, United States Constitution is goddamn piece of paper. We never said anything. I remember, you know, I was in East Coast at that time, and everybody said, it's okay, freedom of press, First Amendment, freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to peaceful assemble, and etc. So, yes, he said it was okay. We didn't mind it, you know, but we did not understood it up to today. Now, as you mentioned,
well, hold on
Trump
one second.
In charge.
I sure. Got some more callers that want to get on, so you guys, even though I'm past sure. The end of the show, I'm still taking a few more people, so if you want to get online
sure.
And promote,
please
advertise.
Do.
Hold on one second, please. If you
sure,
rap,
please.
Sing, if you want to advertise anything, just keep holding. I'm getting to at least 2 more people before I get off the air. But I definitely, you know, agree with everything you're saying, but like I said, the reality is it will not happen. You know, that's the reality. Like, it's a great, like, I love your idea, you know, but here in America, that's not going to happen. Even if somebody came to you, everybody's house and gave them $1 million, still not going to happen. We're still not all going to be on the same page, so it doesn't matter, you know.
Because we are disunited. That's bad, my
yeah.
friend, because we are disunited and...
Yeah.
And they call it United States of America. It's this United States of America.
Yeah, that's
what
I said. It's not we're called the United,
yeah, yeah.
But we're not. So, but let me ask you this:
that's
do
right.
you do music, or you got a business, or you just
no,
called in?
I work for a high tech in Singapore. Yeah, and
okay.
And you know, yeah, because you know, unfortunately, you know, I had a lot of good jobs, but again, because of my race, color, and religion, yes, of course, sure. I was fed up, my friend. I said, no, I have I learned it just, you know, as you go, you know, myself, I learned it. I passed some tests and I applied abroad in Singapore. Got me, and you know, yeah, in Singapore we have, you know, the 3 different tags for the cars. If you want to drive your car whole day, 24 hours a day in a year, we have special tag that you are able to. If you want to drive it like non-rush hour time, say 9 to 1 o'clock, for example, you have different tags, so you cannot drive after 1 o'clock p.m. your car. So that's what you see progress. You know, and Singapore.
Oh, I get what's going on. Okay. Well, that's just how it is. If you look over, and again, to all the callers that want to get on, I said, please keep holding, y'all. I see y'all, so. I'm letting people on right after him, so don't hang up if you don't have to.
No,
but yeah, that's just how it is.
Bring
it's
them
more
on,
dictated
in
foreign countries, you know. But here in America, it's the land of the free, but it's also the land of the dumbfounded because you know, the land of the free. You can do whatever you want. If you want to stand outside all day and, you know, dance in circles, you can. But in your country, you say you can't drive after 1 p.m. So here in America, you can drive 3 days straight if you want to. So I believe it's more successful out there in Singapore, even with the rules and everything, because you guys have structure. Here in America, there's no structure. You can do whatever you want, be whatever you want.
Because
but it's like giving yourself a rope and hang.
Because Singapore expends everything. It's Singapore, everything expends for the country. It's for betterment. You know, we have all the high-rise buildings in Singapore. You know, look at South Africa, my friend, the picture, and look at New Orleans picture. You see
well, dude, what I need to do is bring you out here to America so you can run for president. How does that sound?
No. I mean, I don't want it because, you know, it's the most difficult job. And it's no matter what you do, again, they're going to say, you know, you're socialist, you're communist, you are whatever they want to label you. But it's not. If you don't take care of your citizens, that means basically there is no government. It's anarchy. Basically, is government. I mean, your Amazon has $1 trillion right now. $1 trillion, and the people who work there cannot even go pee. In their when they are, they have to be there to make sure that everything is shipped. Or, you know, even their break, you know, they have to be taking it there in case if something else happens, they come out of. So there is no break even for the. I mean, they are not following the code, the simple code of the labor law in our beloved country. I mean, me and you are saying. And I'm just living here. I'm a foreigner, you know. But in Singapore, we have all kinds of. We have blacks here. We have South Africans. We have Sikhs. We have all forms of people here. We never, ever have, you know, even say that, oh, because you have some accent or et cetera, you are... Oh, go back to your country or something. We are all living in Singapore, and we all love each other. I mean, we respect each other fully. I mean, it's like nobody has really got, or you know, even if you they put $100 bill in the street, for example, and everybody go, nobody even looking down, or even they look, but they don't even touch because. I mean, you can call it in, or you can let the police officer know. Excuse me, there is $100 bill.
Oh yeah. Try that here in try that in any city in the United States. You will see that that dollar won't be there for probably a minute. It won't even be there last a minute.
That's right.
But I'm not
That's
trying
right.
to cut you off, sir. And I definitely appreciate you calling. Where you say you're from Singapore?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate you calling from way out there. Any time you want to call in, you definitely can. It's just I'm towards the end of my show, and I just want to take at least one more caller before I go.
But if it's possible, can you leave me? And together, maybe the other caller has some question from me I can ask, or maybe we can all together talk. Is possible for you?
Yeah, how about you try that next week's last time? I'm at the end of my show, so I'm just taking one more.
Okay.
What's
your name?
You have my information. Like, I don't know how you got the information for the show, but if you know any way to reach out to me, feel free, you know?
No, I mean, your name right now. You said it so fast when you talked to me.
Oh, if you go on Facebook, it's Eddie Powell, and you'll see a Blackout Radio logo, EDDIE.
Okay, Black Radio. Yes. Okay, best wishes for all your people, for your freedom and justice. And we understand, we see here everything happening over there. I mean, a lot of blacks are killed every day. I mean, in your country, I mean, police brutality, police fascism is very high because, again, because there is no democracy in the United States, it's fascism right now is getting to the highest point of boiling point, and people are fed up.
Yeah.
And I understand that. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. And feel free to, you know, reach out to me, and hopefully I can hear from you again.
Okay, I will do. So put me on hold so I can listen the rest of it, what you guys
say.
Oh,
yeah. I'm just taking one more call, and then I'm
okay.
off.
I appreciate you.
No problem.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, same to you.
Thank you.
Hey, where can they find you at?
Okay.
You on Facebook? Where you at?
I don't have a Facebook, you know, because Facebook is where you don't have any friends.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely. Just call back.
And YouTube, yeah. And all those things, you know, is just banning people out left and right. I mean, for example, your show would be banned in YouTube, for example. You know. So.
Oh yeah.
Because the yeah you know, so hell with YouTube, hell with the Facebook. We get in touch with you, you know, through live.
Yeah, just
platform.
Look me up, EDDIEPOWELL on Facebook, and then you'll see a Blackout Radio logo. And then just inbox me or whatever. All right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you. Put me on hold.
Yep.
Please.
One more caller, then we out of here. 313-918, you're live. Please state your name. Where you from?
This is Deja, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan. And I like that song, On Bible. I'd like to give a shout-out to Free Madonna, Liddy Live Entertainment.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I played that before my last caller, so definitely you're an artist yourself, or you just called in a supporter?
Call in to support, and I'm also, I love music.
Oh, you say you
I
do make
love
music?
Music. No, I don't make music.
Okay.
I love music.
Okay. Well, most definitely, matter of fact, I'll play that before we get up out of here. So, feel free to call in next Tuesday, all right?
Okay, thank you, and have a blessed night.
You too. All right, y'all. It's officially over. I will be back next Tuesday. Shout out to everybody that called in.
You ain't the man, just a feeling with the man. I ain't never packed a gram, ain't survival on Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like Pip. Y'all ain't hear him through the vents, can't make up this shit. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible. They survival on Bible. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible. Can't make up this shit. You ain't the man, just a feeling with the man. I ain't never packed a gram, ain't survival on Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like this. Y'all ain't hear him through the vents, can't make up this shit.
I'm an open book, I practice with a priest too. Hey, yo girl, speak in tongue like a priest do. All that jibber jabber made me let the leash loose. All my dogs out the kennel, red and blue pit bulls. Boy, me and sister slept in bed, the houses wonder why the asthma rising like. Bye, Felicia, tell your little nigga daddy grounded. Grew up in the same town, Andrew Jackson found. Now money moves being made across the city by. Know a couple fat boys, so the swag like they found a couple. Last year, bitch, a square bitch. Had them get them out my circle, shit, keep me rewind. Nobody hunting these days, ain't no way around. Got a case with the bass, so my drummer keep it pounding. Gotta make some shake, so my feel starts to hounding. Last bitch left me weak in my release, so the next bitch on again, like down. Shit, if the copper find them, I'll pursue. Marching on them, black them people, bout to hit a hobby. Love paranoid for reasons, tell them why they never found me. Clearing up the floorboard, stripping up all the couches. Pip for me through the railings, they just trying to get the pop. But we got all those dollars in South. Be piling like mama. Guaranteed I do my do, it's time to get this shit poppin'. Keep a all fly, bitch, I call it Miss Mary Poppins. I do myself, how you bro living in low camera housing. Now Miss Daisy take me where the payment feels to be in front of my vibe. Me so inspired of my vibe. Mama raised the beast about the jungle on my queen shit. Ain't no L boys unless it's to the face shit. Ain't nobody lying on Bible.
You ain't the man, just a feeling with the man. I ain't never packed a gram, ain't survival on Bible.
Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like Pip. Y'all ain't hear him through the vents, can't make up this shit. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, they survive on Bible. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible. Can't make up this shit. You ain't the man, just a feeling with the man's. Ain't never packed the gram, they survival on Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like Pip. Y'all hear him through the vents, can't make up this shit.
Bitches acting hunted, even those can counterfeit it. Niggas go a thousand neck talking till that chopper spit. Walk it high, talk it, yo be chalking, my persona dip. Throw some buried out, she digging my baller. Start a position, that little bitch here, no son. She love my prima donna dish and toast her kissing, no son. She started lollipop licking her damn Carter edition. Niggas more pussy than what I'm getting. I swear I should start a petition. Real recognize real, I get no thoughts recognition. Rest of snakes, no academic. Filter killing the innocent. Out the window blowing the back with my stick on my stitches. Bad bitch like the bagging next to where I be sitting. Them bones in my bite like that bitch in that grit shit. Can't wait on nobody, mama taught me go get it. Free my brother Pippin standing on my left as a ceiling. Had to hop up in the bag, had to hop on my feelings. On Bible.
You ain't the man's, just a feeling with the man's. I ain't never packed the gram, ain't survival on Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like Pip. Y'all ain't hear him through the vents, can't make up this shit. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, they survive on Bible. On Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, on Bible, can't make up this shit. You ain't the man, just a feeling with the man's. I ain't never packed the gram, ain't survival on Bible. Y'all niggas gon' switch, ain't nothing like Pip. Y'all ain't hear him through the vents, can't make up this shit.